Yeah, you already know what it is. It's Jay with a Prince, a.k.a. Rio. And I got my main guy, Ty, what he do?
Yo, you already know it's your boy, the real deal, Ty. We in the building, Wave Nation. Let's get it, you heard?
In the anomaly!
Hey, everybody, how y'all doing?
Yeah, man, you're in for a special treat. It's going down tonight, man. It's going down tonight. It's so much to talk about. Ain't that right, Ty?
That's a fact. It's a whole list of things.
Factoid. Factory. Factalicious. If that's even a word, right? Anomaly, how you doing, baby?
I'm good.
Awesome, man. I feel real good. Tonight, what we're talking about is going to be very important. You know what it is? Yes! But I wanted to get into something very, very touching. We had a fan to reach out to us, you know, saying he wanted to shed some light on some situations that I kind of knew that it was happening, but I didn't know it was happening as frequently as I heard, you know? So I want to talk about, like, positions of power, you know what I'm saying? And not positions of power in a traditional sense that people would think, like, corporate-wise and hustling and getting money. No, I'm talking about positions of power in our everyday lives. You see what I mean? I'm talking about people that are in positions above you that have the power to either change your life or have the power to alter what you need or have the power to give you the simple, basic necessity things that you need. You see what I'm saying? So, I'm not going to say his name because he wanted to remain anonymous, but he wanted me to share his experiences. You know what I'm saying? So, we have two different people on two different occasions that don't know each other, but at the same time, experience not the same thing, but in the same realm. Let's just call him Anonymous Number One, right? So Anonymous Number One said he believed that he can't wait until black people come together and unify as on such a level that it would change on a dynamic scale. So I'm paraphrasing, of course, but he said he went to a normal doctor's checkup. And, you know, like all of us go to the doctors, we have checkups. So he said his checkup was particularly different this time. He said he has a doctor, which she's black. And I was like, where is she from? He said she was from New York. You know what I'm saying? So she was black. She was from New York. And I was like, okay. He said, okay. So he had an appointment. He saw the doctor. The initial nurses that he had were white and Islamic. And they was treating him regularly. He said they was treating him regularly. He took his pressure, you know what I'm saying? They checked his levels and things of the nature. Just do what you normally do for a male checkup. He said it was pretty nice. Later on, the quote-unquote doctor, who's supposed to be like the black lady from New York, busses in the room. And before I go any further, I asked him, is it okay for me to express the conditions that you have? Did you want that to be known? He said it's fine because we don't know who he is. So I can say it. You know how it is with medical. You don't want to get medical stuff like that, you know? So he was like, he go get his, because he had like heart conditions and things of nature. So he wanted to go get checked out as a man. So when they checked him out, they checked his levels was doing good. He had a prior appointment the week before that was very exceptional. So he's very excited. Him and his doctor team has celebrated how healthy he is and things of that nature, and just really making a turn for the positive, you know? So she is the last doctor's appointment that he had on the roster. You know, everything else was looking good. It's a celebratory moment, you know? So when he comes to see her, I was like, this makes sense. They don't really communicate with each other. If they really communicated with each other, she would know. But apparently, what I'm about to tell you, she did not. So he's waiting in the doctor's office, in the doctor's room, waiting for her to come in. So after the white lady and the Islamic lady saw him, they said, hey, the doctor will be in to see you in a little bit. So he's waiting. He's in a good mood. She busts in the room. And he was like, hey, how you doing? She said, why is your pressure so high? Why? And I was like, are you exaggerating? He said, I'm not exaggerating. So I was like, I'm gonna give it to you like how you give it to me. She said, why is your blood pressure so high? He was like, whoa, what do you mean? Like, do you think that's necessary? Do you think that makes sense for your blood pressure to be this high? And first of all, this is not a child, just for y'all to know, the way she's talking. This is not a child. He's not a teenager. This is a grown-ass man. You see what I'm saying? So, first of all, that's disrespectful to me because he's another adult and he's another person. Show some respect. You know what I mean? But mind you, she's a black woman. She's a doctor as well. So she's in the position of power. So she busts in the room, why your blood pressure so high? Yelling at him, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, whoa, 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 whoa. And mind you, if he has blood pressure issues and heart issues, her aggressiveness coming in there like that is going to raise it. You see what I'm saying? It's not good. It's not good either way. So I was like, first of all, she would know that she's a doctor, but then what about the professionality of being a doctor? Professionalism? Like, jeez. I didn't know you could do that. So anyway, she's yelling at him. He's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Calm down, calm down. She said, do you think that makes sense? Do you think that makes sense to you? Don't you know when you come in to see me, you should have your blood pressure in order? I'm like, yo, chill. She said, did you take your medicine? And mind you, listen, so medicine usually works in a time frame, does it not?
Mm-hmm.
So this particular medicine is heart medicine, so he takes it every 12 hours. And the schedule that he has is the schedule that he has. So he told me that the schedule that he has is 10:30 to 10:30. You see what I'm saying? So 10:30 in the morning, 10:30 at night. So with her, she was barking on him. It's like, don't you know you coming to see me? You should take your medicine. And mind you, the appointment was around 9 o'clock. You see what I'm saying? So that's in the whole hour and 30 minutes before it's time for him to take his medicine. You see what I mean? So I was like, that doesn't make sense. So if it's on 12, if you took it 12 hours ago, and it really wouldn't have been 12 hours, it would have been 11 hours ago. So you went within an hour. So that doesn't make sense to me. Anyway, she should know that she's a doctor. But anyway, so she was like, does that make sense to you? Oh, it don't make sense to you? Well, it should make sense to you. So I was just like, why the hell is she talking to you like that? Then he was like, whoa, 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 why are you talking to me like that? She was like, I'm talking to you because I'm the doctor, and I want to make sure if you're taking the medicine, if the medicine is working. Key point. If you want to know if the medicine is working, wouldn't you look at his chart to see that he'd been on this medicine for a very long time? And to look at the other doctors, because they have something that's called, you know what I'm saying? I forget what it's called, but it's a chart that all the doctors can see in the same network to communicate with other doctors so they can all be on one accord. So apparently she didn't do that because, mind you, what I told you, the week prior, he had a good report. You see what I'm saying? So she's talking about if the medicine is working. I mean, obviously it is. They had a good report, him and his heart doctor team, lady. So... So he's saying, you've been too aggressive. Don't talk to me like that. And then he said she kind of calmed down, and then she elevated back up. And she was like, she said, what, you mad? You mad? I was like, whoa, why is she talking like that? Then I was like, is it because she's from New York? I was like, did she come in there in a white hot doctor jacket and some Tim's? But no, she said, yo, you mad? And I'm not gonna reveal this man's age and stuff like that, so I'ma just make up a number, right? I wish I should have asked him, can I say it? But anyway, she's like, You mad? You mad that you a young man with a heart disease? That's why you mad? And I was like, the fuck?
That's insane.
I said, are you exaggerating? He said, no cap. And I was like, wow, how is she still a doctor? What if he was suffering from depression? What if he was feeling some kind of way because he's so young with an old man problem initially? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
So when he told her to look at the chart, I want to see if your medicine is working. He said, do you communicate with the other doctors? She said, I don't have to communicate with them.
Apparently she does.
Exactly. And I was like, can you say that? And I was going to keep this episode clean, you know what I'm saying? But it's like trying to kick smoking. Could you do it? Anyway, so he's like, yo, just check. So she's still barking and barking and barking. And then she's barking and checking at the same time. He said he noticed that she realized that she was felt stupid because she stopped barking because she looked it up and saw that everything she was talking about counteracted it because she read the good report. So, and those of you probably listening, they'd be like, yo, why does he see his ass doctor? And why don't he just choose another doctor? Okay, we all thought that. But here's the kicker. It's not like breaking up with your boyfriend or girlfriend and just go and get another one. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if you – have you ever tried to just get a new doctor when you need a doctor yesterday? It's not as feasible as you think. Because if you're a new patient, first of all, you got to see if they are accepting new patients. And if they are accepting new patients because they never seen you before, they got to have the initial appointments to see you and to see if your insurance is in their network. And then if the insurance is in their network, you got to pay all sorts of upfront free fees to even be seen by them.
And especially if you have a condition and they are specialists.
Correcto. Correcto facto. You see what I'm saying? So that, I mean, just to give some insight on how that works. That's why he couldn't just leave. He could have gotten his emotions, but he had the right to. You see what I'm saying? Because yet again, she's in a position of power. You see what I mean? And due to the fact right. that the kind of climate that we're in right now, her being a black woman, a doctor, kudos to that. It could have been her practice. Who knows? You see what I'm saying? But at the same time, I don't think that's the first time that happened. I think everybody knows that's who she is. But no one is saying anything. No one has brought anything up. Or if she can she even be fired?
It's not a matter of her being fired. It's a matter of her having to go with being reported to the if she's at a hospital versus her own facility. If she's at her own facility, then all you have are reviews on your care. And other people can look that up and decide if they want to go. If it becomes a natural pattern and other people report the same thing, then it becomes a pattern. It affects her job. If she's at a hospital or affiliated with a hospital, she has to go against the board of that hospital, or she's brought up against the board of that hospital if that patient complains. So, I mean, there are things that you can do. You just got to know what it is.
I would like to gather some information for him so we can provide some type of solution because he kind of felt like he ain't had no choice, you know?
Yeah.
There's always choices.
We know that, Anomaly.
But like, and I don't want to go too far from that, but it's like, you know, it's all fine and dandy to, you know, have the complaints build up per se, you know, over time and then go to the board and stuff like that. But these are like real people lives that's being played with that hand, like on the day to day before we even get to, you know, whatever
yes,
it may take.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whatever it may take. You don't have to wait for that. Because, I mean, if you are a patient, the first time this issue has, like, this is the first time you meet this person and this is an issue, you can just speak to someone else. Excuse me, is this her normal behavior? Is this what regularly happens? You can find out who the members of the board are and speak to them. You don't have to wait for a pattern to emerge. They might wait for a pattern. They might already have this information but not telling people. And you might be that one that they say, hey, let's talk to her because this keeps happening over and over again. You don't know because that's not something they're going to put on Front Street.
Right, right. I think he'll really appreciate it if we presented some information or some solutions for him. Be like, hey, thank you for reaching out. We love you as a fan, but let Wave Nation give you a bit of advice. This is something that you
right.
can do. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba. And then now we get into example number two. You know, we respect people's privacy. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't want to be famous.
Amen.
So So like I said, we're gonna do anonymous number two. Anonymous number two. So with anonymous number two, the reason why I said that they probably had similar situations, you know what I'm saying? Because I related the health situations towards them, and the fact that this gentleman was suffering. He said he couldn't breathe at night. He said that he gained several pounds within a short amount of period of time, probably gained like 30 pounds within a week. And I was
what
like, right, shuckity, shuckity ducky. I don't think I ever heard Anomaly cuss like that. Have you?
Awesome.
That's wild.
Right. That's wacky. So, and so he was going to his doctors and things of this nature, and it was like they didn't really know what to do. So, naturally, he went to the hospital, he said. And he said they didn't know what to do. They was like, well, if their problems persist, come back and see us if you feel as though you can breathe. And now that you can breathe, you're okay. I didn't really understand it because I was just like, wouldn't the hospital just know? But that's the assumptions we make. You know what I'm saying? Like, we make that the hospital just the end all be all and they know everything.
Nope.
So it was like, see your family doctor. So he got tired of just getting sent home, you know what I'm saying? And collecting a bill. You know what I'm saying? So you get billed once you go to the hospital. So don't think it's a free ride. You know what I'm saying? So he went to his family doctor, and his family doctor was a black woman. Hooray, right? And shout outs to all the women of color that are in the medical field. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to show love to y'all. Shout out to all the women of color in the medical field. Shout out to all the people of color in the medical field. Wave Nation approves!
Awesome. Yay. Thank you, sister.
Yeah. Now that I got all of the kudos out of the way. So now he goes to see him. Him and his wife, right? And the wife was like, my husband is experiencing some really heavy trauma. He said he can't breathe. He's gaining so much weight in such a short amount of time. And he said his chest hurts, you know. So they went to see the doctor. The doctor saw him. And mind you, this brother is very sophisticated, he said. He said he's very sophisticated. He's a very sharp-looking brother. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, oh, very, very good. You know what I'm saying? That's a plus. But he said sometimes that can be a negative because he believed that the way he looked and carried himself kind of rubbed them the wrong way. And I was like, what do you mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I want to hear this.
He said, what do you mean? He said, it was like they was offended by me. And I was like, what do you mean offended by you? Just because you can dress nice and you probably got a nice haircut and you probably talk with articulation? Is that what you mean? He said, no. He said that he knew a lot and he dressed nice and he talked. He said, yeah. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And I was like, well, own your truth. He said, the minute that I told her what I do for a living, her demeanor changed. And I said, what do you do for a living? And I was like, ugh. Now that I realize that we are on a show, so I can't say what he does for a living. Isn't that too close to, like, saying his name or something?
His profession. I mean, he's a professional man, just like she's a professional. So,
yeah, right. So he was in the professional field. And, like, she's in the professional field. So she was like, oh, okay. So I'm looking like, damn, he can't be black and winning. You black and winning? You see what I'm saying? Like, jeez, Louise. So these symptoms he's saying sound really cut and dry to me. But we'll get to it. You know what I'm saying? So she said, well, we'll test you for this. And we'll see how this is. Take these pills. I was like, what pills they give you? It was like some pain medicine. I said, they gave you some pain medicine, bro. So he left. He wasn't feeling bad. He didn't want to go to the hospital because the hospital racks up the bills. So he made an appointment for her again. Mind you, he probably still paying a copay to go see her. Depending on what kind of insurance he got. Insurance is another story, by the way.
Seriously.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
So he goes back. Now the wife is pissed off. Because she's like, my husband is really in pain here. And it's not like a pain with like a headache. His body is different. Look at him. So the doctor kind of got offended because she felt as though she was being questioned. Like, you can't question doctors. Like, doctors know all and they didn't end all be all. But they always say get a second opinion. But apparently, mm-hmm. a lot of people are not. He already had a second opinion. She was the second opinion because he went to the hospital first. You know what I'm saying? So he said, "Forget, screw it. I'm going to really make a plea for this." You see what I'm saying? So he did make a plea. He's young. And I was like, there's a pattern here. He's young. And I'm going to tell you why there's a pattern. Because the fact that he's young and the fact that certain things affect certain people at certain ages threw them off probably. But at the same time, you should have an open mind because you're in the medical field and everything hasn't been discovered or you haven't even seen everything. You see what I'm saying? So the fact that the symptoms he's telling you, you should have tested it for him anyway.
Right. I mean, she's getting paid for it anyway. She run the test. He's going to, his insurance or him is going to have to pay for it. So
right.
I don't see the issue.
Do your damn job. So he went back to her and she was frustrated. Like, yo, you back again. Like, it's the same thing. Like, we told you, just give it time. Yada, yada, yada. He asked to see a specialist. So she begrudgingly gave him a specialist number. You see what I'm saying? He was like, he wanted his chest hurt. He wanted to see a heart specialist. You see what I'm saying? Is there a heart specialist? Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, come on. She said his chest hurts. So what's in the chest? The heart, lady. You know what I'm saying? So when he sees the heart specialist, they was like, whoa. Like, it's for you? Because he's young, but he's having the symptoms for it, you know? So they test him. And guess what they find out?
He has a heart murmur.
He has heart failure. Wow. Stage 2 heart failure.
Wow.
And he's saying he couldn't walk 10 steps without being out of breath. You see what I'm saying? It was a strain on the top. They said he had so much fluid on him. It was ridiculous. He had 30 pounds additionally.
Jesus.
So this man was about to die. About to die. And she treated it the way she treated it. But yet again, she's in a what? Position of power. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? His life was in her hands, essentially, because what if he wasn't educated? What if he wasn't as sharp as he was? What if he did not advocate for himself?
Right.
No cap.
I wouldn't have known his story, because he'd be dead.
Right. Okay, I have something. I feel like the two issues are different. Now, the first one, I feel like her issue was more of a emotional intelligence versus an actual intelligence. She doesn't know how to deliver her self or her emotions so that they are understood. Maybe she felt comfortable to speak to a African American the same way she would somebody on the street because she is African American. But I feel like hers is more of a emotional intelligence that she just doesn't know how to communicate. The second one, on the other hand, I feel like that one is a real issue of being in a position of power and just taking it for granted.
Exactly. She could have killed that man, yo.
Definitely.
The trickle effect there. I mean, what if he had a family? What if he was a father? Obviously, he was married. His wife was with him. By her medical neglect. Because it was simple. He said his chest hurt. Why not look into his chest? He's overweight. You know what I'm saying? Just because he's young shouldn't have threw you off. And then, matter of fact, look at the two issues. The two black men were suffering from heart issues at such a young age.
Right.
What's really going on? You want to know what I think? It's not time for that. I ain't going to tell you what I think because I might get censored or some shit. But look at this. Say if we don't know how long they have been doing this to patients. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
What if they've been doing this their whole practice? Or what if they come and feel like have a God complex? You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm the doctor. You listen to me. I have the white coat. You don't. You know, but check this out though. What if they want to say I'm sorry, and move on for us to forget about it? You know what I'm saying? Like, what if they them being pieces of shit altering the lives of all their patients, decide to be like, because we're in council culture right now. You know what I'm saying? So I know you said we can leave reviews and things of that nature, but what if they decide to be like, huh, I don't want to be a part of the council culture. I don't want to get canceled. Let me just, you know what I'm saying, say, I'm sorry, but didn't do anything to show that they were sorry, but just because they're in the professional field to say they're sorry, should we forgive them?
What? No. I don't understand.
Think about it this way. They've been pieces of shit for a couple years, right?
No, I'm saying I don't understand why I'm sorry is a valid substitution for an actual change.
Yeah, no cap.
That's sorry.
What I'm saying. I don't understand. Not I don't understand the situation. I don't understand why I'm sorry is a good substitution for an actual change.
That's not feasible. Yeah, like that doesn't doesn't cover the bill. Like,
no, it don't cover the bill. But hey, it covered the tip.
Does it? I don't think it does.
It don't do shit. It's a classic PR move. It's classic PR. Do some fuck shit and then say you sorry. And it's up to you to accept it. Isn't that street? That's messed up, right? But that's the way that they do things. You see what I'm saying? But just like with anybody, you know what I'm saying? But they are in the medical field is what I'm saying. They're in the medical field. We don't know how many patients that they have seen. We don't know how many people they probably mixed diagnosed. We don't even talk about the mental health of these medical profession. You know what I'm saying? These medical professionals. We ain't even talking about their mental health, because what if that mean lady from New York, well, it's kind of hard because New York is just rough. The women are rough. They are rough. They're beautiful, but they are rough. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, come on, son. You know, it's so true. Come on, New York. Y'all know it's true, man. Y'all know it's true, y'all. Y'all women are warriors.
Y'all, they know what they want.
Definitely.
Yeah, son. I don't want no fluky dude, son. The dude gotta roll me, son Dunny. You know what I'm talking. How they talk, real deal? You know how they talk.
I can't. What was that?
Like 10 times over and over, like back to back. Like they got that whole shit in their head. Like it's just different.
Right. Give me your number. Wow, wowzers. What's up, dude? You fine as hell, dude. Dookie, you fine as hell, dude. Who, me? Me? It's weird, son. New York, I knew some chicks from New York. No, I ain't gonna say all the chicks like that. Well, let's put it this way, because New York is full of barrels. You know what I'm saying? So, we gotta say certain barrels. Where you from, Real Deal?
Brooklyn.
That barrel. It's that one. No, it's the Bronx. Is it the Bronx or it's definitely Brooklyn. It's definitely Brooklyn. Queens are the smooth, hustling ass girls. You know what I'm saying? Brooklyn is those fucking raw, beastie girls. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo.
We're going to take you to Brooklyn and let you see for yourself.
Oh, God. Do I want to see for myself, sir? I don't know.
Field trip.
Like, this girl smacked me on my ass. Violation, son. Violation.
That's not a violation. That's just good game.
Oh, my God. But on a serious note, though, like, yo, These doctors are in a position of power that can really harm people depending on their emotions, how they feel, and what they're going through that day. And the fact that they're women of color really makes it, I don't want to say worse, but it kind of does, because we're in a position where we all need to stick together. But if they decide to be like they don't want to be pieces of shit, or if they still pieces of shit but want you to forgive them for the piece of shit that they have done, to say like a public PR move, I think that's some bullshit. And speaking of bullshit, we're going to introduce something very, very new. We call this Wildin' to Smilin'. Viewer discretion is advised. She not tuning in too.
This segment is called Wildin' to Smilin'. It's where I'm giving the awards for people who were, who in the camera look like they're just normal good people, but back in the days, their actions don't show. So we're going to give this award this week to Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg is known as a very good actor. He's starred in Renaissance Men, Fear, Boogie Nights, The Perfect Storms, Planet of the Apes, Ted, you know him from Transformers, The Other Guys, Daddy's Home. He's a very, very big actor. He's been putting in a lot of work. He's even got a Globe Award for Best Actor for the sports drama The Fighter in 2010. But let's rewind his career. Let's go back in the days a little bit. When Mark Wahlberg was 14 years old, according to Time Magazine and numerous other venues, they will tell you that Mark Wahlberg wasn't really a nice guy. Matter of fact, he had a lot of racial situations going on with his past.
What?
He at 14, he said he was on PCP and selling drugs.
Matt,
born and raised in Boston, Massachusetts, he used to walk down the
Not Pocky Akon Harvard Yard, Boston.
In Boston, as a 15-year-old boy, he was known for chasing black kids and throwing rocks at them while yelling the phrase, kill the nigger.
Whoa, hold on.
Fight.
Piece of shit. Keep going.
Hey, after that, the very next day, he followed the same group of black boys that was on a field trip. Did the same thing, throwing racial slurs at them while throwing rocks at them. Advised. It was so bad that in August of 1986, civil rights action was filed against Mark Wahlberg for violating civil rights of his victims.
The guy from Ted?
Yes. In 1988, Mark Wahlberg was charged. In 1988, then he was 17, he was charged for beating two Vietnamese Americans, calling them gooks. He beat one with a 5-foot-long wooden pole. He beat the other one in the eye till he was considered blind.
Oh my God!
How he not locked up?
Oh, that is a good question, because he was charged for attempted murder, but it was also dropped to criminal contempt, in which he was facing 2 to 10 years. They gave Mark Wahlberg 2 years.
2 years for trying to kill somebody?
Wow.
2 years. He was sentenced to 2 years, but he only served 45 days.
No!
That's a balance. He was on
PCP or something, right?
It just somehow he only served 75 days. He said he was on PCP, crack, and some old stuff throughout his career, throughout his childhood.
It was good behavior. Good behavior.
Good behavior. He was let out.
I'm gonna look at Ted a whole lot differently now. If I even watch it again.
And then on the thing about it is he serves 45 days, and his brother Donnie, who was a member of New Kids on the Block, helped him get a rap career started. He joined a group called the Funky Bunch and put a couple of hit songs out there. Then he moved right into acting. He's now asking for a pardon for his crimes back in 1988 when he beat up the two Vietnamese guys. And yet, according to Time Magazine and, like I said, numerous other venues, he hasn't done anything to show that he was sorry.
He hasn't spoken out.
He even so far wouldn't even reach to the guys that he committed the crimes against. to apologize.
Nah, he need to give all that tax money up. He need to pay that tax.
He get the Wild and the Smiling award because he smiles for the camera.
Oh,
but my opinion,
God.
My personal opinion, he ain't shit. I've never seen nobody go to jail, spend 45 days, and say I'm not racist no more. That never happened. I don't understand how they allowed that shit.
No cap.
I really don't.
Jail cures racism.
When?
Apparently, when
my how Sway? How? Jail like the racist place you can go.
400 years they've been grinding racism into a person, and you tell me 45 days got them out of it? Nah. I'm sorry, but yeah, like I said, he can smile for the camera, but we know you ain't shit. And that's our award for the day, Mark Wahlberg. Give it up for him.
Woo!
Piece of shit.
Well, there you have it, folks. Wildin' to Smilin'.
K.O.
All right, we back to our regular program. Isn't that some bullshit?
Serious bullshit.
Who mans is this?
Who mans is this? Apparently Donnie and the Funky Bunch. Damn, man. Damn, if I stop watching movies in Hollywood because somebody did some racist shit, I'll be stuck watching PBS.
Thanks, bro.
And BET.
Not even BET. They be exploiting the fuck out of us. God damn.
Molly.
I was about to say something, but I was like, man, I don't want to say that about him, man, because... We need more. We need more role models.
My goodness.
That shit is crazy, real deal, man.
Yeah, man. Like, it's just crazy though. Just thinking about these positions of power and these doctors and things of that nature. You know, from even my personal experience, you know, I've seen doctors who be like, you know, you come in there and they not really, you know, caring for you per se the way. Like it's one way to say something, you know, as far as, you know, being rude, but then like when you treating the patient and stuff like that, like imagine like the small thing as far as like an IV, like, you know, sometimes, you know, some patients, they have a hard time getting their IV or finding the vein. So just imagine somebody little needles, like, just like, you know, just violating all in between your skin, not, you know, doing alcohol, like, and it's just crazy because, like, as a doctor, like you said, they got positions of power, and we come for them for our health and stuff like that, and they whole main objective when they put on those white coats are to help us, you know, make us feel better. And it's like nowadays it's almost, you know, to the black community, and I mean, because, you know, we had a medical apartheid and things of that nature, but like it's almost with treating these white coats as if it's a badge when they abusing their positions of power, treating you rude. You know how you got that one cop who just, you know, felt like, you know, whatever happened, they wife, they kid made them mad that day, so they on patrol, they just making everybody else they mad, you know, writing tickets for jaywalking type thing. But then, you know, it goes to the bigger things, you know, when, you know, like you said, the whole heart condition and stuff that people have. And I've seen people, you know, personal family members who went into the doctor for just headaches. I mean, I'm talking about literal, like, just saying they had a headache and then they don't walk back out. So it's like, it's different for me, like, and how I feel about it, because it's like, you know, and I've had conversations with doctors and they like, man, they basically just do process of elimination. And basically, like you said, sometimes they don't even do their research to really know what's going on. So then they giving you, you know, a medicine for a pain that may be for, you know, a stomach pain or a stomach cramp, but then you got a headache or whatever. So then it's like, it's messing up your stomach when your head is the one that's hurting and stuff. So it's just like creating more problems and more issues. And, you know, that's a real big factor. Like, and that's real deep. Like, that's something that's definitely got to change. Like, especially, like, you know, in our community, like, with, you know, us having, you know, issues and stuff like that, like, that is definitely got to be a major focal point.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anomaly.
Well, I don't go to doctors.
What?
I go to doctors. No, I don't. I don't deal with that. I don't deal with doctors unless it's my annual checkup or I'm going in with my son for a checkup. Other than that, we don't go. I make it a point to educate myself on the human body and drugs because I'm not a fan of drugs. I've done enough of them to not be a fan of them because they all have side effects, even the ones they prescribe.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So I make it a point to pay attention to what's going on with myself and my body. And thank goodness that I have a medical professional in my family. And I talk to her. If I can't figure it out or I can't find the answer, I talk to her.
That's right. That's right. That's cool. I mean, a lot of people don't have that, though. What do you say for the people who don't have that readily available?
Educate yourself. The information is out there. But a lot of the information is out there. And at the same time, there's too much information out there. So you have to ask yourself what makes sense. Because you go to WebMD, you could go up there for an eye, like your eye is twitching. You could end up saying you're about to die in the next 3 days. So you have to pay attention to the information.
Right.
The information that you say. You can't be like, oh, my eye is twitching. Oh, but I also got diarrhea. Now, thinking about it, does that make sense for those two to be connected? It could be the diarrhea. It could be just something that you ate and you stopped eating that. Guess what? That's gone, but your eyes still jump.
Right.
It could be from caffeine. I mean, you have to pay it. If you pay attention to your body enough to know when it changes, you finding out what your issue is will be a lot easier versus all of a sudden I'm feeling sick and I don't know anything about myself, my body habits, or any of my regular rhythms to even figure out what the issue could be.
Exactly. I think I'll be a good doctor, you know, Dr. Mario. Waited all my life to say that. But check it out, though. I think if I was a doctor and somebody's eye was twitching, I'm like, do you have an upset stomach? No, doc. It's just my eye. My eye just keep twitching. Saying, is your heart elevated? Yes. She went through your phone again, huh? How did you know? I'm going to write you a prescription for 2-phone-itis. You need 2 phones, sir. Thanks, Dr. Mario. No problem.
Thumbs up.
I think I'll be the best doctor. People go to me in total confidentiality. Only accept cash.
5-star Google.
Only accept cash. But it's like we said, positions of power. You know,
right.
But the reason why I harp on people of color, people, because we're in a situation where we need each other more than ever. We always needed each other more than ever, but we are waking up to the fact that we know we need each other more than ever. And if some people, we can consider them, I know people say the gatekeepers. Gatekeepers are such a negative connotation right now because of how the gatekeepers operate. But think about it. You do got certain gatekeepers. If you got people in the financial industry, you got people in the medical field, you got people in legal field that can help you, then you should be comfortable to know that, hey, these people have my best interest. Not saying they all do. God damn, it's just a yin and a yang. It's always the bad with the good. So all you haters, Hear what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's why Jewish people fuck with Jewish people. You see what I'm saying? Like, they go hard, especially Hasidics. But if you look at it, if you go somewhere and it's nothing but white people and you see that one brother, you should feel like, oh, yeah. But he may be like, get out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You don't know. You try to give him a handshake.
Like, you don't like mayonnaise flavored ice cream. Like, are you crazy?
Oh no, this brother gone. Mayo flavored ice cream. It's crazy. Or just like a person of color that's in the legal field, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want to know that he's doing his best so you don't go into slavery. You know what I'm saying? Because prison is slavery. I said it. Prison is slavery. But if he your lawyer, you'd be like, damn, we both don't want to go. We both don't want me to go. I don't want to go. He shouldn't want me to go either. And I'm paying you enough. You see what I'm saying? Or the people with public defenders. goddamn, public defenders just sound like a like you going to jail automatically.
Yeah.
Well, you got a public defender. Yeah. You need a deal. Public defender coming to the room right now. Yeah, I just want to tell you right now. You need a deal.
He got 20 folders in his hand, all cases he got to deal with in the next hour, and he's trying to find yours. It can't find it. Hasn't even looked at it. Yeah.
Shoes on the side and everything.
I'm gonna tell you, the best thing to do was a deal. Sound like a pawn shop. The best I could do was a deal.
Yeah, they spent but 30 seconds on your case.
I'm telling you, Gerard. No, it's Jerome. Oh, Jerome. The best I can do. It's a deal. It's ridiculous, man. Positions of power. Positions of power, man. Even in our entertainment field, you know what I'm saying? Things can get twisted. Things can seem like they're one thing when they're really not. Isn't that right, real deal?
No cap. And you know, just speaking on that whole music situation, you know, Rowdy came home. He been home for a little minute and stuff like that. Well, you know, he been home. But then, you know, Bobby Shmurda just came home or whatever. Big shouts out to him. And you know, man, Rowdy, he did some real noble things around, what was it, Christmas or Thanksgiving. I think it was around both of those times. Like, when I just came home, probably been home for like a week or two maybe at Mac. And he had went and spent like 50 bands like at the grocery store, whatever, giving out food to his whole neighborhood where he originally from and stuff. And like, for people who don't know, you know, the GS9, you know, the whole situation between them and, you know, them getting, you know, in a bit of legal trouble back in the day, you know, about what was it, about seven, eight years ago and something like that. They basically had their little run-ins with the law and stuff like that, that they had to go sit down and serve their time. But anyway, it was a lot of hype around their name because, you know, they was known to, you know, be outside, be quote-unquote active or whatever. Like, Real had a lot of street cred. But, you know, they came home and, you know, as far as Rowdy first coming home, because he came home before 5:30, and he did his thing for, you know, Christmas, Thanksgiving around that time, was real cool. But, you know, it's dope to just see, you know, somebody who was quote unquote being put in a negative light, but also, you know, not also like not necessarily put in a negative light because it was like almost where it was uplifted for what they was doing, but then like they do something that's, you know, extremely positive for the neighborhood where it's not all the rowdiness and stuff like that, you know, and more so, you know, helping to uplift and build the community, you know, and being in that position of power, like helping or whatever like that. They wasn't really, you know, praised in the same way. So then now Bobby just came home and, you know, he doing his thing or whatever. And then it was it's a little video that's floating around now where he was in the club or whatever. I think he had like water, juice or whatever. And they tried to bring him some liquor. He was like, nah, I'm cool, whatever. Like, but you could tell,
Bobby.
Like, you know, like this is probably his first day in the club since he's been home. Like, can he just have, like, you know, some type of time to, you know, remain sober? I guess, I don't know, whatever. Like, of course, you want to celebrate however you choose. But at the same time, you know, he's on, you know, he's being looked at, you know. So, you know, he just came home, all eyes is on him. So I think it was real dope, you know, that he, you know, took that time to be like, yo, you know, he turned down that liquor and everything. And, you know, he was just talking about, you know, how people, you know, necessarily looked at him, you know, in a negative light. But also while he was locked up, he had got letters from, like, I think it was like a little 12-year-old, 11, 10-year-old kid or whatever, just saying, yo, we look up to you, Bobby, and stuff like that. So he understands his position of power. And, you know, it's real dope to see that. And he's using that light, you know, to, you know, push forward and bring forth positivity. So I just want to take the time out, you know, shine light and positivity and blessings towards them, you know, and give them the spotlight.
Yeah.
And that's dope. And that deserves a standing ovation. And that's how you should use your, you know, your positions of power to make sure that the people around you are, you know, doing even better than they were before when they, you know, first came in contact.
So, no doubt, man. Shout out to Shmurda and the whole gang.
Facto.
Awesome, man. See, that's the type of stuff that I like to hear. You know, let's change the narrative, you know? Because I know they say negativity spread faster than positivity, which is very true, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Because you're successful, but no one really wants to hear how you got there. Especially if you're successful and you want to change your background, you see what I'm saying? But it, think about it this way. Is it a catch-22? Is it the same thing? Is it just like how the Mark Wahlberg? No, it's not like how Mark... Is it? Is it like how Mark Wahlberg's situation is? Mark Wahlberg, he was a piece of shit when he was young, early days, went to jail, got out, rapping, and then now he just make movies and we supposed to forget about it. Shmurda, young, went to jail, got out, positive now. But you know what the difference is?
Nah.
The difference is Shmurda's real. Shmurda owned it. Shmurda did what he had to do because that's the environment that he grew up in. Shmurda wasn't out here doing racial bullshit. You see what I'm saying?
Fact.
Like, this is different. You know what I'm saying? People are like, crime is a crime. Crime? No, it ain't. It ain't the same. You see what I'm saying? Like,
it might not have. It's not, I don't want to cut you off. But it's not. The major difference also is the fact that they're actively doing things to change it. Like, versus somebody just saying, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Just doing it like that. Like, that's the main thing. Like, it's, you don't got to, you know, necessarily be, you know, sobbing and what you and sorrow for what you necessarily did. But if you're not trying to clean up the mess and you just sitting there, like, you know, you spill oil over the kitchen floor and you ain't grabbing no towel, no mop or nothing, just sitting there crying, saying, I'm sorry. Like, that's not helping nothing. I don't feel like you're sorry. Like, you probably just waiting for somebody
to
so you could bust, they could bust their ass and you laugh. Like,
right.
Like, no, bro. Like, I'd grab a napkin. You something like, you know what I mean? Like, right. It's different,
right? And, so, and agreed. That's why he getting so much love. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's why he getting saluted. Yo, everybody stand and salute that man. You know what I'm saying? Because he is giving the example of how you can change your reality, how you can change your environment, how you can give back and use, like you said, your position of power for greatness.
You know, and that same breath. He could have been receiving these letters all the time, but he didn't have anybody in between him and his fans to stop him from getting the letter. So he, people could have been, kids could have been sending all of their celebrity idols letters on, oh, I look up to you, what happened, or blah, blah, blah. But there is a certain person or team that stops it from getting to this person so that they can change, because that image is their money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And those be those doctors that be, you know, just not really caring and looking at the charts, figuring out, you know, who their patients really are and really having to care or having a real reason for even putting on their coat or doing whatever their profession or, you know, whatever their art, their craft is. Like, they really have no real interest or value, you know, placed into it when I think they move, you know, in those type of manners, as you was talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, they chose that career probably because they could make money. It holds a lot of weight in different circles. No matter the circle, doctors hold a lot of weight just for saying, I am a doctor, whether it's an education doctor or a PhD. No matter the doctor, you hold a lot of weight in many circles. So just to have that African-American woman, that can change just how people look at you, see your name and doctor behind your name, does hold a lot of weight.
That's true. Shitting me, man. I'm a doctor now.
You a doctor now? Dr. Real. Dr. Real Dale. Dr. Real Dale.
Crazy.
I'm a doctor now.
I'm a doctor now.
Who is your doctor? Like, no, that's crazy.
I'm a doctor. I just want to cut stuff open. Can that just be my job? I just cut stuff open and y'all do what y'all need to do.
She like that weird lady who works in the department where people get murdered and then she got to tell autopsy. Yes. That's anomaly. Anomaly works in the autopsy unit.
Yeah, right.
That would not scare me.
And all you want to do is keep blood. Like, you don't care about nothing.
I can't mess them up any more than they already are.
Right, right.
And I'm really, I'm very curious about, like, okay, so the wound on the outside looks like this. When I cut it open, is it going to look like this? How deep did it go?
Right. Hey, Real Deal, check this out, Real Deal. Check this out. Two detectives coming. Two detectives come in the morgue, in the autopsy room, be like, Dr. Anomaly, how's this patient doing? Like, may I see his chart? No problem. You can see his chart. Okay. Anomaly. This. He looks different. like, why does he look different?
In his face, like.
This man looks like he's been raped, but he came in for a gunshot wound. what happened?
Relax now, huh?
What happened? You know what I'm saying? Like, what happened? You know, he came in laying on his back. Now he laying on his stomach with his cheeks glistening. I don't know.
Paid a bill. We made a deal.
Nah.
Like, he was talking about this rape victim. He was shot.
Like, every time you see Anomaly, he just gonna run. Like, never go to that hospital. Never go see that doctor.
Anomaly, every time we get the bodies back, it's a lot of rape victims. Like they not. He died. He didn't die this way. You know.
Hey. I'm not into necrophilia. I just want to cut the people open, okay?
Well, I hope you don't want to see how a penis works.
Be like, yo, I like that. Yo.
Yeah.
Nah, she'll be cutting people's ears off. Be like, I think your ears will look better on this body. Like, okay, just violently and shit.
Hey.
That might be a little true.
Hey, check this out, yo. You know who Buffalo Bill is?
Yes.
That's you.
I'm not trying to wear it. I just want to cut people open. Like, my favorite class in high school was biology, just because we could cut stuff open. I made sure that I was at school every day that week when the teacher said, okay, this week we're going to cut stuff open. I was there every day.
Hey,
every day.
She was there early.
It's her whole night and everything.
We cut the fetal pig open. Oh my God, that was the best day.
When she did that, she was like, this is so fucking hot right now.
No. Okay.
Anomaly, you're weird.
Thank you. Nice of you to notice.
Oh, a compliment is a compliment.
That kid in the class that didn't laugh, smile, nothing until that day. Like, yo, we never seen you before, but she the first that only cut some shit.
Because Anomaly felt as though she was in a position of power. Were you, Anomaly?
I do. That's why I like the Joker. Destruction. Chaos is natural.
It is.
Not natural, bro. Mm-mm.
It is. What are you talking about?
You got it.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you want to go down that hole with her? Come on, dude.
Yeah, not today.
Right.
Oh, goodness.
I believe Anomaly has a position of power complex. Do you, Anomaly?
I do not.
I thought you said I like to help people.
No, I like to help people, and I feel like, for the most part, I'm pretty humble. But in the same token, when you start to get too stupid, I'm going to tell you that you're getting stupid.
Power.
So that's just saying, hey, sometimes people can't take, oh, sweetie, it's okay, because it's not okay. Sometimes you got to tell people, straighten that shit up or fucking deal with the consequences.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I agree.
Not everybody can be spoken to the same way.
That's true. That's true, because when you have power over them, you can talk to them like that, right?
No, that's not the case. It's not everybody takes it. Not everybody can hear it. Some people grew up in a house where the parents spoke to them softly, and so that's what they take. You start yelling at them, they feel like they did something wrong, no matter what you're saying to them. Right. In the same breath, some people come from a household where the house is loud and it's all yelling and all noise. So when you say something soft to them, they can't hear you.
Oh,
so that
that kind of
atmosphere and that kind of speech is normal to them.
Facts.
Well, there you have it, folks. You know what I'm saying? The position of power. You got your host, Jay the Prince, a.k.a. Free. Yo. And I got my main guy Ty, what he do?
You already know it's your boy, the Real Deal, Ty Wave Nation, real people, real conversations. You know what it is, man. Let's get it.
Hit anomaly.
You already know. Play safe.
I know, right?
There you have it. One.